Hey friend, I'm glad that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about trusting God in times of uncertainty. I am your host, Jessica Hoddle, and I know that this is just a topic that's tough. You know, we're going to be talking about fear a little bit, and you know, I'm only going to be touching the surface. And you know, these podcasts are always just kind of short snippets, I feel like, to get you encouraged and to get you inspired. Most importantly, to just take action. And I just pray for fresh revelation for you, that maybe something that you hear is new. And I just wanted to also say thank you for taking just a moment to leave a rating and review on the podcast. I know it takes just a few moments of your time, but we all love reading ratings and reviews. And I know that I love to hear from you what your favorite episode is or what you would love to hear more about. You can also leave me a message over on my website. You can leave me a voice message on SpeakPipe, and you can do that at jessicahoddle.com/podcast. And I would just love to hear from you. I want to connect with you. What is it that you're working through? What topics would you love to hear? What questions do you have for me? So can we do that? Can we become friends more than just hanging out here on the podcast? You can also just follow me on Instagram if you want and send me a message, and I respond over there too. But today, we're going to be talking about trusting God in times of uncertainty, and we're going to be talking about faith over fear. Really, what does this look like? And again, I'm only touching the surface, and we go deeper and we can talk about this more. You can join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, but fear does not always mean the absence of faith. And I know that this is, again, a topic that can be taken all different sorts of angles and how people address fear and what it means to have faith. But I just want us just hang with me for a moment when it comes to this. And when I say fear doesn't always mean the absence of faith, I think fear can sometimes mean the absence of safety. Because faith over fear is what we choose, we walk out, and we become disciplined in. But we want to make sure when we are helping people that we get the right diagnosis, because when we misdiagnose, we mistreat. And so we have to make sure that when we're talking with somebody and hearing their story, that their fear isn't safety for their life or their situation, because sometimes it might look like they're lacking faith, but they could just be lacking safety in their situation. So what is safety? According to Google, it's the condition of being protected from or unlikely to cause danger. So what is fear, according to the Bible? It's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous or a threat. It's a feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and well-being of someone. And also, it's a mixed feeling of dread and reverence, the likelihood of something unwelcome happening. And I think that it's important that the definition of fear tells us three things: that fear is physical, it's spiritual, and it's emotional. So then when we think of safety, safety is also the same. Safety is to feel physically safe, to feel spiritually safe, and to feel emotionally safe. So when we think about this whole idea of trusting God in times of uncertainty, I think that a lot of this comes with fear and faith. Because do we trust God with this circumstance? Do we feel safe with God? Do we feel emotionally safe when we're trying to connect with others? And when we're thinking about living in faith over fear, we have to know that it deals with the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional. To tell someone to just not fear, change doesn't come by just direct effort. It comes by, we have to get to the root. And we can feel fear physically, again, through our sympathetic nervous system. I'm sure we've all heard the fight or flight system. And, you know, it's kind of like if you see somebody walking in an alley or somewhere at night, you start to kind of get the sense that something could be wrong, and your body kicks in and it's like, hey, should we run? Do we fight? And so we kind of go through these different phases where we run, fight, freeze, stay, those kind of things. We also see so many times throughout scripture where an angel appears to people in scripture, and the first thing the angel says is, do not fear. Example, Matthew 14:26 says, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. And they were talking about Jesus. And after that, Jesus says, do not fear, it is I. And, you know, we see this throughout scripture when these angels appear. And I think it's just our human bodily reaction to, oh my gosh, like there's this angel, this person that was not here before that is now here. And so there's this reminder, hey, it's okay. Calm down. Don't be afraid. And so we have this physically. We can also deal with it emotionally. When, you know, we think about, I mean, trying on pants, ladies, women, you know what I'm talking about here. And we think about dieting and body shaming. And, you know, Proverbs 14:30 says, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. And so what I'm trying to get us to see is that we can experience these different things in different times, like especially in times of uncertainty, when we're questioning things, this is happening to your entire body. It's not just happening to your mind. And so you're feeling this physically, you're feeling this emotionally, and you're feeling this spiritually. And so the enemy of our hearts is fear, because it reminds us the absence of safety and comfort. And when we think about experiencing fear spiritually, it could be that we don't feel safe in church. We don't feel safe with the leaders. We've been hurt and we have to rebuild what it looks like. And maybe that's hindered our ability to trust God and that we believe that God isn't safe and kind and good. You might be avoiding to read your Bible. So all of this starts to happen, but we should not feel shame for fear, because it's a natural response to a threat. That's why God designed our bodies. Our emotional fear, however, reminds us of our unrenewed minds. And that means that there are still parts of us that need to be tending to, that need to be tended to by the Lord. And so we're thinking about trusting God in times of uncertainty. It's important that we recognize, how are we responding? Is this an irrational fear? Is this, you know, my imagination making up scenarios that aren't really happening? How do I trust God in this time that I'm unsure of? And again, making sure that I'm not creating these emotional prisons that don't really exist or making up scenarios that haven't happened. And a spirit of fear reminds us that the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy us. So we're thinking about trusting God and laying this foundation. I think that that's important. Fear is a direct result of sin. And we lost our safe dwelling place with the Lord, but we have redemption through Jesus, which is our hope. And we get to bring him glory. And we see them hiding from God and because they were afraid and naked. But Romans 6:17-18 says, but thanks be to God, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and become slaves to righteousness. In Romans, it goes on to say that we become a slave to whom we obey. And so when we're thinking about trusting God in these times and the confusing times and the unsure times, we have to think about who we are becoming a slave to. You know, I hate to sound cliche. I know, like, who you become a slave to, your circumstance or God. But really, it's, can we just check in with that? Like, are we becoming more attentive to our pain and our feelings than God being with us in our pain, in our feelings? Because if we're turning to God, then his grace is always there. His mercy is always there. But if we start to turn away and we start to imagine and drift off and do things apart from him in times of uncertainty, then we're really going to start taking things into our own hands. And we're also leaving his shelter. We're also leaving that dwelling place. And when we leave that dwelling place, we leave the safety, we leave the grace, and we leave the mercy. Psalm 91:1 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And so when we dwell, it's to take permanent residence. And we can be born again, though, without abiding in Christ. And I think that, you know, again, I'm not trying to make a blanket statement over your times of hurting. And this is something that inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, where you can join us, is we talk about this. And it's important that we don't just put scripture and cover it up and put a Band-Aid over it and slap on it and call it good. This is real. And there are things in scripture that are black and white, but we have to remember that people are not black and white. And everybody has to be addressed differently. Those that have accepted Jesus as their savior are children of God. And we can't be in the presence of God without transformation happening. It's our proximity to God that demands change, and safety can be restored every single time we are in his presence and he comes to our defense. But that doesn't mean that things around you might not feel like they're crumbling. It's not about being comfortable all the time. And I wish and I pray that this revelation of just knowing that following God is not always going to feel good. That doesn't mean he's not good. It just means that there's going to be times where it doesn't feel good. Pruning doesn't feel good. It doesn't. And the more we can welcome that, the more we can process through our times of uncertainty and trust him, because we're not trusting in ourselves. We are getting down to the root of, do I not feel safe with God? And what caused me to not feel safe with God? It's turning back to him. It's feeling shame for our sin or feeling sorrow for our sin, and that leading us to conviction, like scripture calls us to, and turning our gaze back and not carrying that anymore. Psalm 91, 4 through 6, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. This is a promise, and this is a promise that he's given to us, that when we are with him, he protects us. He cares for us. But I have to say, it takes us to also be humble to receive that love, to receive that care, to know that when it doesn't feel good, it doesn't mean he's punishing us. And sometimes it's other people that has caused us to not feel good, not God. So sometimes we blame God for what people do. I think we have to be careful with that. But what's important here is that when we are aware of our fear, we can repair our fear and restore ourselves back to safety by beholding, being held by God and resting in the shadow of the mighty, choosing faith over fear and trusting God. It requires discipline and it requires training. This is something that we show up every day to do. We make a choice, and change starts with a choice. But in the presence of God, we are emotionally, physically, and spiritually safe. And if you've been hurt, it might take time to restore that relationship with God, even though he's not the one who hurt you. But for us to be able to discern and be so confident in our walk with God that he's not the one that abused us, it was something that somebody else did. I don't know your situation today, but I want you to know that you're not alone and that there are things that maybe have blurred your vision from trusting God, or things that have happened that have prevented you from trusting God in this time right now, of things that you don't know what it looks like. But I just challenge you to continue to make one choice. What choice can you make today? One choice, one small choice. That's it. I don't want you thinking about making a decision for the rest of your life. I want you thinking about making a decision today, because his grace and his mercy is today. And his grace and mercy is not in the future. It's in the present. It's today. It's right now. And it will be there. It will be there tomorrow. But today is what we have. I don't want you to feel alone. If you feel like you need a community of women to feel safe, if you need mentorship and accountability, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, where it will be 5 weeks of mentorship. You get private lessons. You get an opportunity for one-to-one coaching from me, a 15-minute session. But don't delay. Don't wait to sign up. Join us today inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. And as always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.